Hi everyone, happy Dhanteras. So people speak about remedies in Vedic astrology. Yes, there are all kinds of remedies, all kinds of good astrologers out there are helping people. Here's a couple of them from my side. And one will be personal, the next shots will be for the collective. There's one at a personal level and one at a collective level. Let's start with the moon. What does moon represent? Moon represents water. Moon represents food at a personal level. Okay. At a personal level, what do you do to remedy the moon wherever it may be in your chart? Or how do you enhance the qualities of your moon? When you are having food, when you are drinking water, do you have good intentions? You should not be consuming a food or consuming water while having arguments or bad intentions or a strife or some kind of a conflicting energy or holding some kind of a grudge in your mind. This is the basic remedy for moon. Forget all the other things which come after this with some sophistication, like wearing a gemstone, like moonstone for moon or pearls for moon and so on. You cannot put on a gemstone and expect it to work if you're not doing some basic stuff. Start with the basic stuff. This is where I'm coming from. So when you are consuming moon, when you are consuming your food, when you are consuming water, which you do thrice a day at least, at the time of consumption, have good intentions in your mind, not necessarily out loud either. Have good intentions in your mind for yourself, for everybody else. This water that I'm drinking may be good for me and for everybody. That's a simple enough good intention. Or when you're consuming food, do not talk so much. Do not gossip. Do not think ill of others. Do not hold grudges. At least at the time of having food, you can do that much. Okay? This is the remedy for moon at a personal level. Start that today. It's a good day to start. Take care. Next one, I'll talk about the collective moon. That's another level.